Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
While some of us here might have difficulties getting our head around the restrictions that have been put in place, spare a thought for our poor Scottish cousins who now have to ask themselves this morning, why is it that pubs will remain open but won't be serving alcohol as a COVID restriction? I'm joined on the line by Ian McWhirter, columnist with the Herald in Scotland. What's the reasoning behind this, Ian?
Well, it's quite confusing, it has to be said. There's five new levels have been introduced in Scotland, though confusingly they're numbered 1 to 4, with 0 being supposedly something close to life without COVID. And these gradations, they kind of relate to the UK ones to a certain extent. But it has led to a situation where at the very higher levels, pubs may remain open in certain circumstances, but may not serve any drink, which reminds you of the old Barry McKenzie song, "There's nothing so sad, lonesome and drear as to stand in a bar with a pub with no beer."
Indeed. You can see, though, that it does offer an opportunity, doesn't it, for the pubs that are serving food to remain open and just, you know, try and stay in business.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happened. Because of the nature of these restrictions, because people from level 2 upwards, for level 1, forgive me here because I don't understand these gradations myself, but for level 1, 6 people from 2 households can meet indoors and outdoors. Level 2, no indoor meetings with other households, but 6 people from 2 households can meet outdoors and in hospitality settings. That's level 2. And level 3 is very high, which means pubs closing indoors and outdoors, but restaurants may be able to remain open under strict restrictions. So the pub said, well, look, we just have to turn ourselves into restaurants, because there were all sorts of anomalies thrown up by this when it was first mooted last week, such as the restaurants which were not selling alcohol normally could stay open, but pubs which were selling alcohol and also selling food could not stay open. So they were saying, okay, well, we just turn ourselves into restaurants and cafes for the duration if we're under these level 4 restrictions. That, of course, if people can remember who's actually in them.
Nicola Sturgeon has clearly lost you anyway. Has she lost the people with these somewhat confusing restrictions?
I think they'll be very difficult to implement and very difficult to get much public commitment to, because people are tiring of this already. A lot of pubs and hospitality businesses are saying, well, you know, we were told there was going to be some kind of lockdown. It's going to be of a limited duration. Initially, people said 2 weeks. Now we've suddenly got these multi-levels, and we're told, well, they all seem to be without any specified limit, so they seem to be open-ended. So a lot of people are saying, well, we geared up our business to cope with a 2-week lockdown. Now we don't know what we're going to be doing thereafter. Also, it's not at all clear how you get into these new levels and how you get out of them again. In fact, it's not even possible to quite work out how it's possible to be in level 0 at all, as a number of people have speculated. So there's all sorts of very complicated mathematical implications for these, and people are increasingly confused. The hospitality industry is basically giving up, I think.
In the early stages of the pandemic, there was a very interesting political crossover here, in that the UK's response to the pandemic seemed to be accelerating the path towards Scottish independence. Now that First Minister Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP government aren't necessarily acquitting themselves so well, do you think that people might be saying to themselves, God, maybe our government is just as incompetent as everybody else's governments?
Yeah, well, not as yet, it has to be said. There's no indication of that, because Nicola Sturgeon's personal popularity is so very high, as is the Scottish government, as is the SNP, and they're heading for an election next year, and all the polls indicate they're going to continue to win that by a landslide. So that there's been no indication yet that there's been a serious breach of trust with the Scottish government, as there has apparently been in some areas south of the border. But, you know, and it has to be said, you know, the record here is not particularly good. And Nicola Sturgeon is a very effective politician. She's a very good leader, and she gives a very good account of herself in her daily broadcast. But if you look over the course of the pandemic, I mean, Scotland has had all the same problems with you know, lockdown, with not looking after the care homes, with ending testing too soon. So all the same mistakes really have been made here. And the actually, in terms of death rate, it's not much different to south of the border.
Yes, 25 deaths yesterday, 1,327 new COVID cases. How's the health system coping?
Well, it seems to be coping all right at the moment. It's all a bit mystifying because we had these Nightingale hospitals opening up, the pop-up hospitals, of which there's one very large one in Scotland. We're told that the NHS in Scotland is getting very worried that their capacity is beginning to be stretched. And that is very disturbing because it looks like the second wave is going to go on for quite a long time and there will be many more people falling seriously ill. So, we seem to be heading down much the same road as in March and April. But obviously, you know, the situation should be better because there has been these pop-up hospitals and people are, you know, coping with it better. We know no more about it. There are more therapies for handling it and people don't seem to be suffering the disease quite so severely. But, you know, the warning signs are up there, just as they were in March.
Ian McWhirter, thank you very much.